The Occupational Health and Safety Act provides for a cycle of activities that must be implemented before, during, and after an incident, whether the incident is reportable or not. In order to be able to establish where things went wrong, we firstly need to ensure that there's a well-established and well-maintained health and safety management system and structure in place. We need to ensure that all the hazards and risks have been identified as well as communicated with all, and this includes the mitigation. Make sure that we have the correct measures in place to safeguard against the risks and ensure that the safe working procedures have been implemented and communicated with all. It's information, communication, training and recording, then checking and monitoring. It's a constant cycle. Management needs to be advised on the management of an investigation. For example, your investigation policy, the investigation classification, pre-planning, and activities during an investigation. We constantly monitor the operational activities, as this enables us to ensure that we can keep the investigation plans or activities current with regards to the employees, the materials in the workplace, as well as the changing environment. The material safety data sheets, or MSDSs, for any new materials, products, PPE or equipment must be obtained, and the content thereof must be communicated and made available for all to refer to when needed. Instruction and training remain vitally important to ensure that all employees are competent to be able to converse and operate within their required capacity or designations. This includes your incidents investigator. Ensure the appointed investigator has received the required competency training, such as the investigator's course, root cause analysis, and that they have a good understanding of the company's policies, MSDSs, procedures, including the hiring processes. It is good practice to have your SHE representative also undergo the required training. To enable them to participate and contribute during the preliminary investigation, which is the very beginning of your investigation, as well as to be able to converse competently on the matters at hand during an investigation. It is good to identify the members of an investigation team prior to the specific incident's investigation and ensure that the scene of the incident or the accident is not disturbed. Communicate the planned investigation process with all involved to ensure that each member of the investigation teams knows and understands what their tasks are.